Sixth Woman Accuses Governor Andrew Cuomo of Sexual Harassment. By Joshua Kaplan on March 9, 2021. A sixth woman has brought forth allegations of sexual harassment against Governor Andrew Cuomo, D., claiming that the governor inappropriately touched her last year at the governor's mansion, according to a Tuesday report. The Times Union reported. An official close to the matter on Tuesday confirmed to the Times Union that the new allegation had been made. The governor's office learned of the matter on Monday. An aide said, the complaint was reported to the governor's counsel by other employees in the executive chamber. The information also was relayed by the governor's office to the attorney general's office, which is coordinating an investigation into multiple allegations of sexual harassment that have been made against the governor. The Times Union said that the alleged victim, whose identity has been withheld by the newspaper, is an executive chamber staff member. There are no additional details known about the allegation at this time. The development comes after New York Attorney General Letitia James, D., appointed independent lawyers to review allegations against Cuomo. June Kim, former acting U.S. Attorney for the Southern District of New York, and employment lawyer Ann Clark will undertake the investigation. James said in a Monday statement, there is no question that they both have the knowledge and background necessary to lead this investigation and provide New Yorkers with the answers they deserve. Cuomo has said that he is so sorry about the allegations, but denied touching anyone inappropriately. I want you to know this for me directly, I never touched anyone inappropriately, he said in a press conference last week. I never knew at the time that I was making anyone feel uncomfortable. And I certainly never, ever meant to offend anyone or hurt anyone or cause anyone any pain. The appointments came as New York lawmakers were privately debating whether to join calls for Cuomo to resign, or urge patience while the investigation plays out. A group of 21 women in the state assembly released a statement Monday asking that James be given time to complete her probe. The group included the number two Democrat in the assembly, Majority Leader Crystal Peoples Stokes. The lawmakers began working on the statement Sunday night after the Senate's top leader, Andrea Stewart-Cousins, called on Cuomo to resign. The Associated Press contribution to this report.